I like to cook very much. I wish I had a lot more time to cook because I think it's very therapeutic, both cooking meals and baking. I think it's very good. So.
I am not the world's best cook, and quite honestly, I am the worst. As a matter of fact, I can burn water.
I cook because I have to. I don't cook just for the fun of cooking.
So I go to the store and...
You buy this special dough from the Chinese supermarket.
Take a bagel, cut up the veggies, put them to the side.
Flour, baking powder, baking soda, salt.
So I get the big pot out to get excited about it.
I start off by basically browning the onions and the tomatoes in a cooking oil.
You need milk, eggs,
flour. People in Russia would put those things in a big...
It was very lumpy, dry and lumpy.
And I go to a Dominican store, to a Latino market, to get all the fruits and vegetables.
You take basically 2 spoons of honey, and you take 3 spoons or 4 spoons of orange juice.
You need sugar too, and you need a bit of beer.
Cut up the lemon, or the cabbage, or whatever you want to put in your dumpling. Then you have the meat, you kind of grind it together.
Sugar and vanilla.
You mix all this into a pot that you heat while you heat it. And you like mash it up into like little balls.
So you have this anticipation of mouth-watering treats after you've undertaken this labor.
The best part of it is when you flip the crab.
When I make it, I kind of make it more like soup, not as cream.
So you don't put in too much water, just enough so that you know it's all.
Put some other stuff in there. I'm not too sure it is.
So I cut fresh potatoes and I put them in there, and very small onions. But like, you know, the round ones, not the real ones, yeah, but the very small ones.
You want to incorporate just a huge slab of butter in there.
Then you leave those to dry for several
putting
days.
Together these
and they kind of get hard.
Individually seem so low-key, so base. Flour, sugar, egg, and then put it together and it makes the synergies of it all working together. It's just really amazing.
Put a con in the center.
And you put it through a blender. I kind of guesstimate. I have absolutely no idea what the right proportions are.
Spice it up with cayenne pepper, paprika, oregano, basil, rice, Italian seasonings.
Put some curry in. That's not very German, but that's pretty good.
And the more butter you have, the better it is, of course.
Sancocho is always better when somebody else cooks it than when you cook it.
Shake the pan a little bit.
2.5 hours in low temperature, like 2 degrees.
What's cool is the whole process of making it. That's why I think people like to cook it, because it's just fun to do, you know.
Put it in the oven at 350 for 28 minutes, you're done.
I usually avoid telling people what goes into anything.
Good memories from my childhood when you see people are just like flipping crabs by throwing them in the air, you know, that's really cool.
And I love to make a stew when it's cold, when it's chilly. It just makes me feel warm.